Welcome to Mealtime with Marjorie. Today we will read 2 Peter chapter 2 in a variety of translations. As I mentioned in the introduction to 2 Peter chapter 1, Apostle Peter is warning us, telling us to watch out for false teachers. I'll let him tell you in his own words the danger of and punishment for teaching and following false doctrine. He tells it like it is. As you listen to this harsh word of rebuke, I encourage you to keep 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 7 to 8 in mind. They say, godliness leads to love for other Christians, and finally, you will grow to have genuine love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more you will become productive and useful in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The best way to protect yourself from false doctrines and false teachers is to grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Keep studying the Word of God just as you are, and allow Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth. Let's dive right into 2 Peter chapter 2. Bon appetit, my friends. Thanks for joining me. 2 Peter 2, the message, lying religious leaders, verse 1. But there were also lying prophets among the people then, just as there will be lying religious leaders among you. They'll smuggle in destructive divisions, pitting you against each other, biting the hand of the one who gave them a chance to have their lives back. They've put themselves on a fast downhill slide to destruction, but not before they recruit a whole crowd of mixed-up followers who can't tell right from wrong. They give the way of truth a bad name. They're only out for themselves. They'll say anything, anything that sounds good to exploit you. They won't, of course, get by with it. They'll come to a bad end, for God has never just stood by and let that kind of thing go on. God didn't let the rebel angels off the hook, but jailed them in hell till judgment day. Neither did he let the ancient ungodly world off. He wiped it out with a flood, rescuing only 8 people. Noah, the sole voice of righteousness, was one of them. God decreed destruction for the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. A mound of ashes was all that was left. Grim warning to anyone bent on an ungodly life. But that good man, Lot, driven nearly out of his mind by the sexual filth and perversity, was rescued. Surrounded by moral rot, day after day after day, that righteous man was in constant torment. So God knows how to rescue the godly from evil trials, and he knows how to hold the feet of the wicked to the fire until judgment day. Predators on the prowl, verse 10. God is especially incensed against these teachers who live by lust, addicted to a filthy existence. They despise interference from true authority, preferring to indulge in self-rule. Insolent egotists. They don't hesitate to speak evil against the most splendid of creatures. Even angels, their superiors in every way, wouldn't think of throwing their weight around like that, trying to slander others before God. These people are nothing but brute beasts, born in the wild, predators on the prowl. In the very act of bringing down others with their ignorant blasphemies, they themselves will be brought down, losers in the end. Their evil will boomerang on them. They're so despicable and addicted to pleasure that they indulge in wild parties, carousing in broad daylight. They're obsessed with adultery, compulsive in sin, seducing every vulnerable soul they come upon. Their specialty is greed, and they're experts at it. Dead souls. They've left the main road and are directionless, having taken the way of Balaam, son of Beor, the prophet who turned profiteer, a connoisseur of evil. But Balaam was stopped in his wayward tracks. A dumb animal spoke in a human voice and prevented the prophet's craziness. There's nothing to these people. They're dried up fountains, storm-scattered clouds, headed for a black hole in hell. They are loud mouths, full of hot air, but still they're dangerous. Men and women who have recently escaped from a deviant life are most susceptible to their brand of seduction. They promise these newcomers freedom, but they themselves are slaves of corruption. For if they're addicted to corruption, and they are, they're enslaved. If they've escaped from the slum of sin by experiencing our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ, and then slid back into that same old life again, they're worse than if they had never left. Better not to have started out on the straight road to God than to start out and then turn back, repudiating the experience and the holy command. They prove the point of the Proverbs. A dog goes back to its own vomit, and a scrubbed-up pig heads for the mud. That concludes the reading of 2 Peter chapter 2 and the Message. Scripture taken from the Message, copyright 2018, used by permission of Nav Press Publishing Group, all rights reserved. 2 Peter chapter 2, New International Version. False teachers and their destruction, verse 1. But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their depraved conduct and will bring the way of truth into disrepute. In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with fabricated stories. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them in chains of darkness to be held for judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others, if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, and if he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the depraved conduct of the lawless, for that righteous man living among them day after day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard. If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to hold the unrighteous for punishment on the day of judgment. This is especially true of those who follow the corrupt desire of the flesh and despise authority. Bold and arrogant, they are not afraid to heap abuse on celestial beings. Yet even angels, although they are stronger and more powerful, do not heap abuse on such beings when bringing judgment on them from the Lord. But these people blaspheme in matters they do not understand. They are like unreasoning animals, creatures of instinct, born only to be caught and destroyed, and like animals, they too will perish. They will be paid back with harm for the harm they have done. Their idea of pleasure is to carouse in broad daylight. They are blots and blemishes, reveling in their pleasures while they feast with you. With eyes full of adultery, they never stop sinning. They seduce the unstable. They are experts in greed and a cursed brood. They have left the straight way and wandered off to follow the way of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved the wages of wickedness. But he was rebuked for his wrongdoing by a donkey, an animal without speech, who spoke with a human voice and restrained the prophet's madness. These people are springs without water and mists driven by a storm. Blackest darkness is reserved for them. For they mouth empty, boastful words, and by appealing to the lustful desires of the flesh, they entice people who are just escaping from those who live in error. They promise them freedom, while they themselves are slaves of depravity. For people are slaves to whatever has mastered them, if they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and are again entangled in it and are overcome, they are worse off at the end than they were at the beginning. It would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it and then to turn their backs on the sacred command that was passed on to them. Of them, the Proverbs are true. A dog returns to its vomit, and a sow that is washed returns to her wallowing in the mud. That concludes 2 Peter chapter 2 in the New International Version. Scripture quoted from the Holy Bible, New International Version, copyright 2011 by Biblica Incorporated, used by permission of Zondervan, all rights reserved worldwide. 2 Peter chapter 2 in the Amplified Bible. The Rise of False Prophets. Verse 1. But in those days false prophets arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will subtly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways, and because of them the way of truth will be maligned. And in their greed they will exploit you with false arguments and twisted doctrine. Their sentence of condemnation, which God has decreed from a time long ago, is not idle, but is still in force. And their destruction and deepening misery is not asleep, but is on its way. For if God did not even spare angels that sinned, but threw them into hell and sent them to pits of gloom to be kept there for judgment, and if he did not spare the ancient world, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought the judgment of a flood upon the world of the ungodly. And if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to destruction by reducing them to ashes, having made them an example to those who would live ungodly lives thereafter. And if he rescued righteous Lot, who was tormented by the immoral conduct of unprincipled and ungodly men, for that just man, while living among them, felt his righteous soul tormented day after day by what he saw and heard of their lawless acts. Then, in light of the fact that all this is true, be sure that the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trial, and how to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment, and especially those who indulge in the corrupt passions of the sin nature and despise authority. Presumptuous and reckless, self-willed and arrogant creatures, despising the majesty of the Lord, they do not tremble when they revile angelic majesties, whereas even angels, who are superior in might and power, do not bring a reviling, defaming accusation against them before the Lord. But these false teachers, like unreasoning animals, mere creatures of instinct, born to be captured and destroyed, reviling things they do not understand, will also perish in their own corruption. In their destroying, they will be destroyed, suffering wrong, destined for punishment as the wages of doing wrong. They count it a delight to revel in the daytime, living luxuriously. They are stains and blemishes on mankind, reveling in their deceptions even as they feast with you. They have eyes full of adultery, constantly looking for sin, enticing and luring away unstable souls. Having hearts trained in greed, they are children of a curse, abandoning the straight road that is the right way to live. They have gone astray. They have followed the way of the false teacher, Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the reward of wickedness. But he was rebuked for his own transgression. A mute donkey spoke with a man's voice and restrained the prophet's madness. These false teachers are springs without water and mists driven by a tempest, for whom is reserved the gloom of black darkness. For uttering arrogant words of vanity, pompous words disguised to sound scholarly or profound, but meaning nothing and containing no spiritual truth, they beguile and lure using lustful desires, by sensuality, those who barely escape from the ones who live in error. They promise them liberty when they themselves are the slaves of depravity. For by whatever anyone is defeated and overcome, to that person, thing, philosophy, or concept, he is continually enslaved. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world by personal knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and are overcome, their last condition has become worse for them than the first. For it would have been better for them not to have personally known the way of righteousness than to have known it and then to have turned back from the holy commandment verbally handed on to them. The thing spoken of in the true proverb has happened to them. The dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow is washed only to wallow again in the mire. That concludes the reading of 2 Peter chapter 2 in the Amplified Bible. Scripture quoted from the Amplified Bible, New Testament. Copyright 1987 by the Lachman Foundation. Used by permission. All rights reserved. 2 Peter chapter 2, New King James Version. Destructive doctrines, verse 1. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. Doom of false teachers. Verse 4. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them, tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, whereas angels, who are greater in power and might, do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. Depravity of false teachers, verse 12. But these, like natural brute beasts made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of the things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness, as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Deceptions of false teachers, verse 18. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, They allure through the lusts of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. That concludes 2 Peter chapter 2 in the New King James Version. Scripture quoted from the New King James Version, copyright 1982 by Thomas Nelson Publishing. Used by permission, all rights reserved. We heard not that there may be, but that there will be false teachers among us. We need to be on our guard so we are not drawn in by their deception. They have been condemned, and their end is destruction. We want to run far away from their lies, evil teaching, and shameful immorality so that we are spared from the judgment they will face. In this chapter, we saw three examples of God's judgment of sin. Number one, the rebel angels who sinned and were sent to hell, awaiting judgment day. Number two, the ancient world during Noah's time that was destroyed by a flood. Number three, Sodom and Gomorrah during Lot's time, which were destroyed by fire. The point was made that God rescued the righteous when the wicked were being destroyed. I like how the message says it in verse 9. So God knows how to rescue the godly from evil trials, and he knows how to hold the feet of the wicked to the fire until judgment day. One more point that may have been easy to skip over was in verse 1. I'll quote it from the end of verse 1 in the New Living Translation. They, false teachers, will cleverly teach destructive heresies, and even deny the master who bought them. I'll repeat, the master who bought them. In this way, they will bring sudden destruction on themselves. Let's take a moment to remember that we were bought at a great price, not silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We belong to him. So let's honor him in what we think and say and do. We will end today with a blessing for wisdom. May God help us be discerning and not fall prey to false teachers. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you with godly wisdom, knowledge, discernment, and understanding. As you fear and reverence the Lord, place your trust in him, and obey his commands, you will grow in wisdom. And this is my prayer for you, that you will be discerning, able to understand what really matters, so that you may live a pure and blameless life, the life Christ Jesus purchased for you. I pray that Christ's love will well up within you and overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding which comes from the mouth of God. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest, and is a shield to those who walk with integrity. When you pursue wisdom and understanding, when you exercise sound judgment and discretion, you will be blessed and filled with joy. You will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. Your righteous character, a result of the sanctifying work of Holy Spirit who lives in you, will bring much glory and praise to God. I love you, my friends. Let's keep growing up in Jesus.